getting on here.
Hey, Sarah.
Thank you, David.
Absolutely. Hi, Ms. Camila.
Yes.
Hi, Ms. Camila. It's nice to meet you. How are you doing today?
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I appreciate you, Brad. Other than it being Monday morning, we'll survive, right? We'll be okay. All right. Let's go ahead and see what we have in store for you. I was just saying, it's Monday morning, right? So we're just getting going. We're based at Fountain Valley, California, right? So we're over on the East Coast. Now, I see you speaking with Ms. Tara. Now, I know she'll do a wonderful job of, you know, outlining the basics of the program, basically what we can do for you. Now, do you have any questions for me right now aside from pricing?
No, I don't know.
Okay, I'll go ahead and get the pricing pulled up for you. Now, the listing that I have is out of 33186. Is that correct?
Correct.
Let's see what I got here for it. Now, it looks like this listing is going to have up to 50 miles. That's 50 on the Google Maps section, right, where we can assure that first page placement for you. Now, I see you having Angie's this year. Is that where most of your customers are coming from right now?
Yeah.
So are you doing the cost per lead program, or are you doing like a flat rate thing?
I'm sorry?
Like with Angie's, are you doing a pay per lead, or are you doing a flat rate type of deal with them?
Paid for lead.
Pay per lead, okay. Well, what we have to offer you today is going to be, it's a flat rate, all right? So you're not charged per call or per lead. Now, what we do is whenever clients type in search keywords, terms or phrases within your service area, you'll be on that first page. Now, it's not just Google. You'll also be on the first page for Bing, Apple Maps, and be discoverable through Siri and Alexa, right? The only key is that the customer search is in the service area. Now, this listing sits at a flat rate. It's $299. It bills once a month for that amount. Now, I'm going to send you out our pricing page real quick. That way, you can go ahead and see the package, some of the details. I went ahead and applied a couple of discount rates for you, so you'll see it advertised there on our page at $599. Now, the discount code that Tara asked for got you down to the $299. I do see a website here for you. Did you put that one together, or is somebody hosting that for you?
Yeah. Yeah, somebody's hosting.
Oh, okay. And is that like a yearly thing, or you did a monthly subscription?
A monthly.
Okay. The only reason I ask is because whenever you sign up for Google First Page Placement, it does come with website hosting, right, already listed as part of the package. Mm-hmm. So that's a cost that we could absorb for you. The way that would work is the website would be rebuilt, and it'd be up and running within the first 7 to 14 days. Now we could go ahead and use your domain if you do own it. That way, obviously, that information, it all stays yours. Basically, we'll just go and rebuild it, give you access to it and all the analytics. We give you the logins for your Google Business Analytics dashboard. That shows you how well you rank in every area, right? It'll show you all the keywords you're listed for. And then it's going to give you the analytics from all the other marketing we're doing for you. So if they're finding you on Bing, Apple, Siri, Alexa, or even on Yelp, because we'll host an active listing for you there as well. And we're going to do social media hosting. Do you currently have a Facebook business profile?
Say it again.
Do you have like a business profile on Facebook?
For anybody
else?
No.
Not yet. Okay. Would you be willing to open one?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the only reason I ask is what we do here, we're data service providers, okay, for Google and Meta. So there's I don't know if you've ever heard of geofencing, right? But that's basically where all phones communicate with each other. So there's certain apps like Meta and other apps that whenever you're in proximity of other people, you don't need to know them. Just you're in a store, you're in the expressway, and phones go by each other. They automatically share data. It's called geofencing, right? So say they were looking for some interior design, and they were Googling different terms or searching it on a marketplace. You guys cross each other. The geofencing starts to work, and whenever they open their Facebook and start to scroll, your flyer shows organically on the timeline, right? It works really cool for new customer acquisition. Now, does that kind of make sense? Have you ever gotten those type of ads where you're on Marketplace, you type something in, and you go to you're scrolling, and it's just, that's how it works, right? So that's a geofencing technique, and we'll do that for you. It's already a part of that $299. You'll get about 200 to 250 ads a month, right? You'll notice that we're going to be marketing towards your peak service hours all week long. But then we're going to use that geofencing technique, right, for obviously the new customer acquisitions, and that really helps in there. So, I mean, basically what we start doing here is building the Google business profile, right? So think of it just like whenever you say restaurant near me or, you know, Italian restaurant near me, what have you, right? You know, so those top ones in the area right there on the first page, the hours of operation, you know, kind of where they're listed. Now, if you don't have like a brick and mortar studio, which most interior designers don't, what we'll do is use a feature called Massey. So that way, whenever they find your business, they'll see a fenced in highlighted area, and that's your service area, but they will never see the actual address of where the business is at.
Right.
They'll see a red ping in the middle and where you service. Right, so that way you don't have people showing up at your front door. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any questions?
No, program, I don't.
And, okay.
Yeah.
So if you're ready to get started working, what we start here is going to be like the hours operation. What hours do you want to have customers calling you and be listed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the way the timeline works is, within the first 5 to 7 days, you can expect all of your directory submissions to go live. So that's going to be like Apple, Yelp, Bing. You'll be getting emails saying your Apple Maps is not live. You know, your Yelp is not live. So on and so forth. By the time we get to day 7 to 14, you can expect your social media to be up and running, as well as if we're going to go ahead and take over the website hosting, what presented you the show, as long as you like it, we'll go ahead and switch it out seamlessly, and that will go live.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that would also be attached to your Google My Business profile. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does all that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, by about day 45 of being with our company, you're going to find your business listed right there on that front page, anchored for all the areas you want to be. Now, the key is you'll always stay anchored there as long as you stay with the program, right? I mean, if you ever decide to leave for any reason, you won't be wiped off of Google completely, obviously. In your Google business profile, that's all your information. The only difference is you might start sliding to the back pages, right, as time goes on.
Make
sense? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So what are the hours of operation that you would like to have listed on your Google profile?
I think currently I really appreciate you guys' time. Also, I really feel aligned with the information, but I think at this stage in the business, we're currently working on 2 big projects. So once those 2 projects are finalized, I think we can move on to marketing and adding all this really fun marketing that, you know, is obviously important and very pivotal to the business. But at this stage right now, you know, we're doing even our own home renovation. I just tried out Angie's. I don't know if it's going to work. So I don't want to keep on, you know, spending more on marketing, spending more on these programs that I don't know the return. And I understand, you know, it will benefit it. I think once we're done with these 2 projects, I will reach out and go from there.
Okay. So when you say projects, you have like, it's 2 jobs that you're currently working on right now, like interior designing, or it's?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Now, I hear you, right? And I hear basically, I mean, I can tell you're interested, right? Now, I'll be honest.
Yeah, my uncle also worked in this, so I know it's not like false information. He used to do the same thing. He used to sell people in these packages to put their businesses up on front, be on the flyer, et cetera, et cetera. So, like, I understand the process and I understand that it's important to the business, but currently we need to, you know, also profiting and margins and all that is also important when you first start your business.
Sure. No, absolutely. So here's the deal, right? Have you done a search in your area recently for interior designers?
No, I have not.
Okay. So, and just let me ask you a question real quick, and you just shoot me straight. Whenever you're looking for a service and you need something, you don't know where to get it, are you going to something like Angie's List, or are you asking Google?
No, yeah, 100% I'm asking Google.
100%, right? Everybody else is too. Everybody. That's just the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
Angie's List, Thumbtack, Yelp, these are all Google's biggest customers. So when you go ahead and you Google interior designer near me, you'll notice that they purchase ad space on that page. So that way they can redirect customers to their website and resell those leads. That's their business model, right? The difference is when you work with Google directly, which is what this is, right? You're listed right there on the front page to receive those calls at a flat rate. You're not charged per job or per call. You're claiming your territory so that way the world knows that you, Moody House is an interior designer and you're a top recommended option on Google, right? Mm-hmm. So when you do that search, you're going to find Natalia Naverko Design, 49 five-star reviews, Studio 790, 33 five-star reviews. And you're going to find some independent interior designers right up top, right, that they've purchased some ad space with the Google ads. So, mm-hmm. And they have a direct picture of themselves. I mean, do that search. You're going to see a lot of value in Google, and you'll notice the difference. And, I mean, here's the deal. I went ahead and I attached some discounts for you, right? But I see that Tara just submitted for another one. Now, it says that you're willing to travel 2 hours, which means that you can do up to the full 50-mile radius. If you're willing to do the 50-mile radius, I can get you down to just $249, and that would bring you in, get you started, and let you try it out. And I'm not even going to sign you to a long-term contract. It's not the way Google works, right? We ask for a fair 90 days, but after 90 days, I mean, if we can't show you results, we understand, right? I mean, but the difference is it's Google. I'm not worried about not being able to show you results. That's why we don't ask for contracts, right? We're servicing 10,000 businesses nationwide, and we're A-plus Better Business Bureau rated with no contracts. They're here because Google makes money. I mean, within a 10-mile radius of 33186, I did the search, right? That's how I found those businesses that were in your area. There was an average of 1,422 searches for interior designer within only 10 miles within the last 30 days, right? So that business is going here to the top 5 people, right? Mm-hmm. Now, this is where you'll be listed. By day 45, you'll find yourself anchored here. That's not going to be a problem. We're going to give you the analytics, right? As soon as you lock in your listing, we give you your logins. You can go to any Play Store, whether it's Apple or Android. Go ahead and download the dashboard. It's the Apple will have a big LS. It'll be blue and orange. We give you your logins, and that's the Google dashboard. Everything starts getting transmitted through there, right? So we're very transparent. You know what's out there for you, and you see the return, right? Now, when Google starts to build on itself, the tool of good marketing is always going to be it pays for itself, right? Now, at $249, realistically, how many customers do I got to bring you a month that close for that to pay for itself? What do you think?
Right.
One, two?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we can do even just 5 to 6 customers a month, this thing could pay itself off for a whole year, right? Much less a month.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty of Google.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at $249, is that something that would... Yeah, I mean, at $249, is that something that would... And here's the deal. I mean, how much are you paying for your website? Because at $249, I'm going to absorb the website. You're not even going to have to... You can literally... You don't got to pay for it no more. So whoever else you're paying for it, we'll host it for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you're paying $50, then really you're going to get Google at $199 plus the Facebook ads, right? And Apple Maps, Siri, Alexa. You can't beat that.
Listen, I agree with you. Give me a month. This month, 100% no. Like, no matter what you tell me, there is 100% no.
Okay. No, that's cool, right? Like, it's not really about me trying to, like, be pushy. I hope you don't feel that way, right? It's
no,
just
listen,
when I have somebody, yeah.
My whole family is
for sure.
My uncle used to do what you do. My mom sells. My other uncle sells. My mom's brother also sells. Like, everybody sells. I sell. That's the name of the game, right?
I'm going to put you down for a month. No, for sure. Yeah, same here. Like, you know, honestly, I'm not a commission based, right? I have my business degree from UTSA. So what I do here is we help build small to medium sized businesses. Now, I don't offer these listings to every business. I can get on the phone with the business owner and I can feel like, hey, you know what? This is not a good person to have out in the community and we won't offer them anything at all. Right, we'll tell them unfortunately at that time they don't qualify, what have you. Now, if you can, real quick, right, and I realize you're not going to do anything for a month, right, but just if you want to throw me on speaker and just go to Google and do the search, check out the top 2 profiles there, right? I mean, you feel like Your picture would look great there. You're going to go ahead and soak up some of this business because that's what it comes down to, right? It's all about image. And that's our job. We put that image out there for you. Now, interior designers are killing it in your area. These two ladies are doing a great job. I mean, if you feel like you can do the same in Miami, give me a shout. I'll help you out.
What is it that you guys see?
I see DLT Interiors. Do you see her on the front? She has her picture. She's wearing like a white blouse with a black belt.
Mm-hmm.
And then Securities. She's wearing a brown shirt with black leather pants. Then we have Bath Trends. She has more of like a headshot.
What search up on the Google?
Interior designer. And I searched 33186. Interior designer near me.
You didn't put Miami.
No, I put in the zip code. So basically we work at zip codes, right? But let me put in Miami and I'll see what. No, yeah, even in Miami, she shows up first. DLT Interiors. And then Securities is right under her.
Mm.
Who do you see up there?
I see Guido Sherritt. And I put interior design 33186. Or I guess I could put interior designer.
Yeah, interior designer. Mm-hmm. Because remember, you want to search, like a client's going to search, and a client's going to search, if they're looking for an interior designer, that's exactly how they're going to search it. You know what I mean? They're going to just go to Siri or Alexa and say, hey, Siri, find an interior designer near me. And what they'll hear, like, for a business like yours, and what they're hearing for, like, DLT Interiors, like, we have DLT Interiors that are open from, you know, Monday through Friday, yada, yada. Would you like to call now?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, this is how we list you. Now, I'm sure you can see the difference between a listing like this on Google, Alexa, Siri, versus inside of a website, which is basically a library in the corner of the internet. So I mean, Angie's, it'll work as long as you're very aggressive with your clients. You know what I mean? You follow up with them as soon as you get them, and hopefully you can beat out the next person's price. With Google, they'll call you directly. So these are things that I can do for you. You know, when you're ready, I'll be willing to honor the discount for you. Give me a good email address. I'll send you out a full proposal because you'll need that one for our next conversation.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay. What's a good email address for you?
info@moodyhousedesign.com.
Just one question.
Mm-hmm.
What made you go to Angie's List before Google? I mean, just in all honesty, it's not even like a sales question and like that. I mean, I'm just wondering because, I mean, I know you can tell. I mean, you said that you search on Google for everything, right? So
yeah.
What was the decision maker there?
I think I have 2-3 neighbors that were redoing their front facade and they had it like completely done back and front. And then they're older people. And so I asked them, like, oh, how'd you find the person to do this? And they were like, oh, on Angie's. And all three of them said Angie's. And I was like, damn, even if we start, like, we've done full renovations of like upwards of a home of like $10 million, another home of like 65,000 square feet, like me working in a studio. So then I branched off 10 years later and I'm like, okay, it's time to create my own studio. And so obviously any project in the beginning you're going to say yes to. So then when I asked them and they said Angie's, I'm like, well, like their project is pretty doable, even if it's just me and a partner. And then we hire out contractors to do whatever we don't know how to do. And so that's why the whole Angie's thing came about.
Gotcha. Okay. I hear you. So with your interior design, let me just make sure that I understand. I mean, are you guys just doing the designing or are you also doing like the actual contracting as well?
Well, my dad's a GC and so he's taught me plumbing, electrical.
So
something electrical.
Here's the deal. Yeah. And you're hitting the nail on the head for every type of literally Google's most successful services. So have you guys ever heard of a program called Google Verified? I mean, is your dad's business listed with Google?
He was a GC, like back in the day. Now he's retired.
Oh, he's retired. Okay. So that's where you kind of, okay. Mm-hmm. So here's the deal. With electricians, plumbers, even general contractors, Google has the number one pay per lead program that's literally on the market today. It's called Google Verified. Okay. Here's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
They partner with the businesses and they'll send you a pre-qualified exclusive lead that you only pay for if you actually get the appointment with the client. You are the top, it's not a question of it. You are literally the top recommended business in the area at the very top of the page. Kind of like where you found DLT Interiors. Now she's at the very, very top. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's where they list those businesses, right? I mean, it's a paper qualified lead program, but that's like a general contractor type category, right? So what we're doing like with your business is like the interior design, things like that. But I mean, are you doing the general contracting at all? I mean, is that something you want to explore as well?
Like me, myself, but that we do general contracting?
Yeah, like I'm just asking, is Moody House doing any general contracting at all?
Well, not necessarily. Like, I don't have a license in itself. But, I mean, you know, if you have to do it, and I know the knowledge.
Yeah, it's not to say you wouldn't be open to that. Well, then, you see, then the local man is going to work great. Because if you get a phone call and they're looking for an interior designer, you're giving them designs, and then they're like, hey, well, we're also looking for a contractor. Well, now you're jumping from A to B, right? And it's all inside the same hoop. So we definitely
right.
Those are kind of ways that we can branch for you as well. So, hey, I did send you that email. Were you able to get it? It should be under Google campaign.
Let me see.
Oh, okay. It should be from David Gonzalez. And it'll be under Google campaign.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, cool. So, I mean, you can reply that email. You can text me directly. I sent you on our pricing page, right? Let me make sure. It was a text message. Yeah, I did. Were you able to check out that pricing page?
The pricing package?
Yeah, the ones that I texted out to you. So that way, I mean, basically you'll have a reference there, right? At the beginning. Yeah, it's a short link, right, with that short link.
Mm-hmm.
And these are kind of some of the tools that we give you as well, right? So you'll have short links like this to send out to your customers for reviews. You'll just text it to them. They'll receive a link just like that. If they click on it, all they got to do is respond there. Super seamless, super easy. We monitor your online reputations, making sure that it always stays strong with 5-star reviews, right? And basically, as we continue to work together, I mean, Google starts to really pile up on itself. So those are kind of some of the benefits that we can offer you. And I mean, I understand right now you're not ready to move forward, but I mean, is it really just the price itself or is it timing, positioning? I mean, as far as return on investment, I know you can see that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what really is it, right? That's holding you back.
I think if I hadn't done the Angie's, then I would have done this, but I want to give Angie's like at least a month. I want to get payroll happening from these two products that are going to be up and coming, and then go from there. Like 100% is not going to happen today. So
I hear you, Ms. Camila. For sure. Yeah. Well, I appreciate the time as well. And then, you know, I'll give you a shout back at the time that you have set. If you have any questions.
Yeah. And like, I have your email. So like, even maybe it doesn't take a month, maybe it's sooner than that. So I can even also reach out as well. If it's sooner than the month that I'm saying.
All right, Ms. Camila. Well, you know, when you reach back out, you know, we'll see what we have available at that point, and then we'll be able to take it from there for you.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We appreciate you, too. Have a good day.
Bye. Happy Monday.
Appreciate that. Bye-bye now.